This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You heard in the update, we have closure, finality.
No. Oh, I told you it was going to happen within the next 7 days.
You were all over it, John.
I had no idea it was going to happen last night, and no luck.
Hey, be safe out there if you're up and you're on the roads this morning.
Yeah, how were the roads for you guys?
Made it in one piece. They were not great on Telegraph, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, there's some stretches on Telegraph that are worse than others. Telegraph wasn't great. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was slow. People on 75, the way I come, were driving like maybe 40 miles an hour.
I'd say 45, 50 was kind of my commute.
Yeah.
It's for me
coming in, it's highway almost the entire way. And it was funny because, and hats off to Wayne County. When I was on the roads, the highways in Wayne County, it was like it hadn't even snowed. They had done a tremendous job.
Wow.
And I'm only talking about the roads that I was traveling. I'm not. If you've had a different experience, and you should show caution, but tip of the cap to the Wayne County Road Commission. But it was, yeah.
And then, so they were out there?
Yeah, they were. And all the road commissions are out there working on the roads right now. And it was probably helpful that it happened a little earlier in the evening last night. By early, I say, 7 o'clock. I think they had a chance to get out there because when I got up this morning to shovel the driveway, it wasn't snowing anymore. So I was out there about 3 o'clock.
We're done for the day now, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, as all reports, it doesn't look like. So if you get it cleaned off, get your driveway cleaned off.
They'll get it caught up too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there plowing.
Mm-hmm.
So you let us know if you've been plowed. 248-539-9797. But they're going to plow. It's going to happen today.
Yes.
John, a huge part of the show is obviously going to be reacting to this Bregman stuff. AJ Hinch will join us at 7:02. You got to love the timing on this. We got AJ on. We got a lot to talk about with him beyond the Bregman stuff. But of course, we'll get his reaction. What's yours?
Well, so you told me this morning, you're like, hey, are we going to do the Thursday touchdown, which is we are going to do at 6:35, or are we just going to talk about Bregman? I said, well, we talked about Bregman yesterday. What new are we going to talk about? I had no idea. When I went to bed last night, didn't see it. This morning, my focus, as I mentioned, was on getting the driveway shoveled. And so I didn't look at my phone like I normally do until we get in here. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Tom, you'll love this. He goes, he signed? I said, yeah. And he goes, with us? And I said, yeah. And he starts to get really excited. I go, no, he didn't sign with us. He signed with the Red Sox.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So normally it takes me to about, 6:45 before I want to punch you. 5:35. Yes. Jim Costa with the punchable comment and face.
I can't fight that.
Okay. So for those that woke up like me, had no idea, Bregman signed with the Boston Red Sox for 3 years, $120 million, with opt-outs after each of the first two seasons.
So it's effectively that a series of 1 year deals valued at $40 million apiece.
And it's been reported widely that the Tigers offered 6 years, $171.5 million. Gotta make sure we get that half in there.
Yeah.
So more money, more years. And correct me if I'm wrong. One of the things that Bregman had made it known, or Scott Boras made it known, was that he was after term, 6 or 7 years.
Yep.
And as the Tigers offered the most term and the most money, not per season, but over the length of a contract. Did I summarize it correctly?
Yeah, everything I've seen, the Tigers offered him the most guaranteed money of anybody on the market. $171 million with the swipe of a pen. He would have made $171 million fully guaranteed. And there were opt-outs in that deal for him, too, if he did overperform and want to retest the market.
Opt-out after year three.
So as we sit here today, I'm bummed.
No, it's 26, year two. Year two, sorry, my bad.
Yeah, two years in. As we sit here today, I'm bummed. Because I think he was a really good player who would have helped this baseball team. And I don't think there is a pivot as good as Alex Bregman for the upcoming season. So I'm bummed. I know some people are going to, good, we didn't want him anyway. I wanted him. I'm not afraid to say that today. I know it'll be the cool thing to do is, you know what, he screwed up, screw him. I wanted him here. So I'm bummed he's not here. But can I blame the Tigers? No. As hard as I've been on Scott Harris, I can't come in here today and say, you effed up royally and shake my fist. He offered him the most money and the most years. They wanted him. And, John, they pursued him as aggressively as anybody in baseball did. He didn't want to be here. I can't blame Scott Harris. I can't blame Chris Illich. If I'm going to blame someone, I guess I'm blaming Bregman because he didn't pick us. Or you could blame Boras if you feel like he mismanaged the market. But I'm not blaming the Tigers.
Well, and I mean, people can have any emotions they want. And I'm bummed as well. Because like you, and I mentioned it yesterday, I think with him on the roster, this would have been a team that went from, you know, some books have them favored as the second team in the division, some at the third. The competition is really close there. And I think that Bregman would have put them over the hump to be the favorites in the division. Now, obviously, they got to go out and play. Mm-hmm. No longer part of that. So I'm mad. But I'm not mad at the Tigers, and I don't know really who I'm mad at, because being a former professional athlete, not necessarily mad at the player because he can make any decision that he want. Maybe I'm just mad at the process that took so long, and I was preaching patience yesterday. Absolutely preaching patience. And for all of those who said, you know what, going to trust the big fella, just a little bit of patience and see where this goes. There's no guarantee where we're going to get them, but I think it's just the process of how long it takes in Major League Baseball in the offseason for free agency and some of the biggest names to sign.
Clearly part of this is going to be to where they go from here. They put a lot of time and resources into getting Alex Bregman. They bypassed other options in free agency, proven right-handed bats in free agency, because they felt conviction in their offer, that they had the best offer, that this would get whittled down to just him and the Tigers, and they'd make it work. It didn't. So now for Scott Harris, there's not a free agent right-handed bat that fills the void. What now? Does he swing a trade in the next day, week, month to get them another right-handed bat to help round out this lineup? So they're not just simply relying on Gleyber Torres and a bunch of young guys all in unison taking a step forward. They clearly felt they had a need, which is why they pursued Bregman. So I hope that Scott Harris can continue to put the work in to fill that before the season gets underway, so they are the best version of themselves.
Yeah, and so what we learned last year was, and we thought, okay, Spencer Torkelson ended the previous year hitting much better.
Yep.
And okay, we're expecting him to take a step forward. Parker Meadows expected him to take a step forward, and it didn't happen. Now, did Parker Meadows, with his trip to Toledo last year and the way that he ended the season, is he going to be able to pick up where he left off last year? I think I'm a little bit more confident that that is going to happen. Spencer Torkelson, not so much. We've got Colt Keith moving over there. Is Colt Keith going to take a step forward? Is, you know, are all of these different players, Matt Vierling, going to take a step forward? is Riley Green going to continue to be an all-star and possibly take a little bit more of a step forward? Like, these are where we're at right now, and it is it's with caution that we think these young players will, but with experience, we know that it's not always the case.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, last year was Meadows and Keith's first full seasons, so I would expect them to definitely take a step forward. I think Jim's biggest argument for Bregman for me was that he was definitely going to be your number two hitter. It was a lock that you were going to put a quality at bat behind Parker Meadows.
Yeah, and in front of Riley Green.
Yeah, and if you got Meadows on base and he steals second or he gets an extra base hit, you're up 1-0 or you got one run just like that. And that's where I thought they really lost out. And then defensively, obviously. I think Keith might settle into two now, but there's such a drop off there potentially.
Hold on. They don't want to do lefty, 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 lefty,
right?
Because they needed a righty to put up in the two spot to break up Parker Meadows, who's a lefty, Riley Green, who's a lefty, Kerry Carpenter,
like
who's a lefty.
With more experience. Like, to me, Keith was an automatic fifth or sixth hitter if you signed Bregman. And all of a sudden, the depth of your lineup is like, okay, I really like this.
And let's call it what it is with Keith. His OPS was under 700 last year. He's moving over to first base. He has to produce more at the plate this season. That was already baked in. And now you're going to heat more pressure because you didn't go out and get another proven bat. Like, I'm not ruling out a Colt Keith, and we shouldn't rule out a Colt Keith step forward. I think it's likely, but how much of it are you counting on now because you don't land Bregman or if you don't trade for somebody else?
This really brings Torque back into play.
Well,
and I know John might have misspoke with what you meant, but you, expecting torque to get better, I'm hoping.
Well, so, no, yeah, I know. Yeah. But yeah, no, I didn't misspeak because we expected that last year.
That's what he was saying.
Those expectations this year, I don't think anybody expects that. It is 100% on hope.
I did see something quick yesterday. Some people might think you go after Arenado now.
Yeah.
There was something that was sent out last. We get these emails every day, odds of things that are going to happen in sports. The Tigers had the worst odds to trade for Nolan Arenado. So something must be in the works there in terms of that's not likely. Who knows?
Never tell me the odds.
Go bet it now.
I think he had them on his no trade.
Yeah.
I believe that's what I had read earlier in the offseason. Anyway, Alex Bregman picks the Red Sox. Your response on ticket, text, and phone calls, 248-539-9797. AJ Hinch at 702. Thursday touchdown later this hour. It's 97.1.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.